Professor Pup, how can people drink ocean water? It's all salty and yucky.
Great question, Lily. People use a cool trick called desalination, which is like a super filter, removing salt from seawater.
Whoa, like a giant coffee filter for the ocean? That sounds amazing, but isn't it super expensive?
It used to be very pricey, but today clever scientists have made it almost as cheap as bottled water. Some places even make fresh water for less than a penny per gallon.
Less than a penny? That's like the price of a tiny candy. How do they do it?
They use advanced machines and smart technology that clean salty ocean water super efficiently. And sometimes, they power the machines with the sun.
That's so smart. But what happens to all the leftover salt? Do they just throw it away?
Ah, the salty leftover is called brine, and it can be tricky. But guess what? Scientists find ways to reuse it.
Really? What do they do with it?
Some turn it into chemicals. Others use it to make salt for icy roads in winter. And some even generate electricity from it.
Salty roads and electricity? That sounds like magic. But wait, can people get water from the air too? Even in deserts?
Yes. Even dry deserts have water vapor in the air, like invisible mist. Special machines cool the air until water droplets form, just like the cold glass trick. Then they collect the water to drink.
I've seen my cold juice glass get all wet outside. So those machines make water from the same idea? That's so cool.
Exactly. For example, in Chile's Atacama Desert, they use big fog nets to catch water from the air every day. It helps people who barely get any rain.
That must help a lot. But what about farms? How do farmers save water for plants?
Farmers use smart sensors and apps that tell them exactly when and how much to water their plants, so they don't waste a single drop. In California, this tech saved billions of gallons.
Wow, so water tech is like a superhero team fighting water waste everywhere, huh?
You got it, Lily. These inventions help billions get clean water and protect our planet.
I want to be a water inventor one day. Can I make machines to help too?
Absolutely. Young inventors like you bring fresh ideas. Keep asking questions and dreaming big. The world needs your creativity.
Thanks, Professor Pop. I'm going to draw my own water machine and show everyone.
I can't wait to see it, Lily. Remember, every drop counts, and every idea can make a splash.